Let's talk about some of the horses to follow from Flemington on Saturday with the Trial Files, Matt Welsh. So what are some of the key runs from the weekend, Matt?
Nadia, I think the key horse to follow is Spanish Reef, trained by Kenny Keyes. I thought that was just a super return. The times backed it up. So she's going to, you know, continue to improve with racing this campaign. She'll get out over further. That was a brilliant return over 1,400 metres. As I mentioned, I'm very keen on Prairie Fire. I think there's every chance he can win the Blue Diamond next week. And I read with interest that Mark Zara has jumped off Plaguestone to retain the ride on Prairie Fire on Saturday. And very few jockeys are riding better in this country than Mark Zara. So great lead there. And the other one I want to follow a little bit left field is Cry If I Want To. I think that was a really good run third up in what was a strongly run 2,000 metre race. Horse looking for further, I think can win at 2,400 next start. So they're the three, Spanish Reef, Prairie Fire and Cry If I Want To.
And what about the week that was, Matt? Is there anything of note that we should be jotting down as a horse to follow?
I think there's a few interesting winners during the week. One from Saturday at Bendigo, the Nursery of Champions. We saw a beautifully bred filly, Casa Diva, debut for Brent Stanley. This is by Fastnet Rock from Fleur de Heer. And she was very well back. She was $8 into $4. She got a reasonably comfortable lead, so she did have a few favours, but she ended up running 64.70 for the 1,100 metres. It was quicker than the benchmark 58 later in the day, and her late splits were the best figures of the day, best last 1,800, 600, 400 and 200 metre splits of the day. So I think we can follow Casa Diva. The money said she was a smart filly. She beat a couple of handy two-year-olds. So she can probably come to a midweek two-year-old race and be very competitive. From Friday at Werribee, Peter and Paul Snowden have got a nice horse in their stable here called Maximus. He's formerly trained by Mick Sell. The owners have obviously wanted to move him to a city stable, and he trialled very well both around the circle at Flemington and down the straight, and he put them away in excellent fashion over 1,100 metres first up at Werribee. So I think Maximus can potentially graduate to city racing in time. And one more out of Thursday at Yarra Glen, a horse trained by Luke Oliver called Wildwood Jade. Now, this horse trialled well at Caulfield back in early January, and what I note is the horse was since moved to Luke Oliver's Romsey property, and his horses out of that property are going very well. This horse sat fifth. Daniel Moore took the ride, who's riding in excellent fashion at the moment, and put them away very, very quickly in good time. So I think we can follow Wildwood Jade. Is a maiden winner who can, again, graduate through, well, it's benchmark 64 sort of grade next time and be very hard to beat, Nadia.
Fantastic. Okay, so there's some horses to follow as we have a look at the program tomorrow, where we're heading off to Sale, the eight races. How did you find this meeting?
Yeah, it's a good meeting, Nadia. I like Sale. We've got the Rail Out 8, which will be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if they use plenty of the track in the straight. Light winds forecast, and it's a soft track at the moment when I was doing the form. There is a shower or two forecast tomorrow, so we might be working off, at the very best, I would suggest a good four surface come race time.
Okay, the first event, this is a race where we've got nine horses assembled in a 22.27 metre maiden.
Yeah, this certainly isn't the strongest race I've ever seen, Nadia. A couple of key runners come through the same race at Pakenham last start in Alabama Man and Blast Off. Alabama Man did beat Blast Off home there, but they dropped 300 metres in trip. I thought that maybe Blast Off would be better suited with that drop in trip. We'll be closer to the speed in the run. Had it on top, but with not a huge amount of confidence. I've rated Blast Off a $3 favourite. I think Alabama Man around that $4, but certainly not a race that inspires me to rush out and start unloading the wallet.
Okay, so we'll save our funds for later. Maybe race number two, which is a 14.19 metre maiden. We've got a few first starters that kick off in this race as well, and we've got a little bit of exposed form. But it's a tricky race because there are quite a few horses resuming as well.
Yeah, it's a high-quality race. One of the notable runners is Jungle Fish, who I think will come up a short price favourite. This filly debuted at Sandown, and she was heavily backed that day. She was $5 into around $2.80. It was a fast race behind Hermanito. She just failed to get the job done, beaten 0.3 of a length. And what punters need to note is that she's been back to the jump outs because she's got a stallion chain going on the first time here. And her jump out last Monday at Caulfield was excellent. At Cranbourne last Monday was excellent. She's the horse to beat. I had her $2.50, so I don't think we're going to get anywhere near that price. Horse that interests me is Savabore. Has trialled up a couple of times for David Brightoak at Mornington. Has been strong through the line. I think he is a horse that certainly interests me. Rock'em Sock'em has also trialled up very well, I think, is in the mix. And down the bottom, Yatta Izu is having its first start for Brian McGrath. Trialled against the Roosevelt, who ran well at Sandown last week. I thought trialled brilliantly and should be able to get the leaders back from gate one. Is a horse that could interest me if it's greater than $10, which I suspect it will be when markets open on a 1-by-3 basis. I could probably have something each way on Yatta Izu. Very competitive race, Nadia. I think Jungle Fish is the horse to beat, but she looks like she's going to come up a touch under the odds for mine.
Okay, so that's a look at race number two. We go to the third, and this race is a maiden for fillies over 1,213 metres. A few first starters in this as well. Have you dissected this field?
Yeah, this is another good quality maiden. We see Vitani resume, well, not resume here, because she was a late scratching on debut. Wendy Kelly trained filly. Now, she trialled very well back in September and she was set to debut at Pakenham. She was back from $4.50 into about $1.50 that night before being a late scratching at the barriers. She was just totally backed as if unbeatable. Immediately sent for a spell and she's once again trialled up very well. She's drawn a wide gate, but they've got a long run into the first bend out of the 1200 metre chute at Sale. I think she can get across, get a run in the three wide line just behind midfield. She's the clear horse to beat. I've got her marked 6-4 favourite. I think the danger is number four, Lucky Reward for Alan Weymouth at Mornington. This horse will be up on speed, will cross from gate 14 and either lead or sit outside the leader. Has jumped out quite well, this filly. So I think she's the danger. Very keen on Vitani. I think we'll get better than that 6-4, and I'll be having something on Lucky Reward as well, Nadia.
That's a look at that event. We go to race number four. We've got the 12 starters here and some first starters that are kicking off their career.
Yeah, and one of them is another Mick Kent-trained runner who we have not seen, unfortunately. I couldn't find a jump out for it, so that certainly muddies the waters a great deal. I thought the horse to beat was Cataractor, who debuts for Aaron Purcell. Linda Meach is back from a suspension. She's taking the ride here. This horse has made good improvement through its three jump outs this campaign. I think Linda will be quite positive on the horse. Take up the running will be hard to beat. So I'd Cataractor on top. I think the horse that we might get good odds about is the Decorator, trained by Nick Ryan. Rather inauspicious in two runs to date, but has been very quietly ridden in each of its trials and just looked good in its actions. So race four, look, not going to be going overboard, as I mentioned, because we've got that first starter for the Mick Kent runner in Mick Kent trained See It Through. But the Decorator and Cataractor are the two horses that interest me.
Okay, so that's a look at that event. We go over to race number five. We do have a tab market up for this, and there are a few chances. We've got the one Vostok at $9, down to three Laughing Air at $4.60, four It's a Shame Billy at $5, $5 Pablo's Express. Expensive is at $4.40, Snipfit at $9, and Casio is at $4.80.
It's a good competitive race, as the market would suggest, Nadia. Doesn't look a huge amount of speed. Snipfit first up, freshness on its side, might be able to lead them up. I just hope that Laughing Air is given a little dig out of the barriers to hold the leaders back. This horse has trialled well. I think he's got good ability. He was very green in a few runs last campaign, but managed to get a couple of wins on the board. And at around that $4.20, I think he's over the odds. I think he should be closer to $3.50. Is the horse to beat for mine. The other runner I think is over the odds is the top weight in Vostok. He and Pablo's Express both went around in the same trial at Cranbourne recently, and really like the way Vostok went about his work. He has the bandages off for the first time here, which is a great sign. Clearly a horse who's had a few issues in the past, but he has shown good ability in far better grade than this. So they're the two that I'm keen to have something on, Laughing Air and Vostok. I am wary of Snip Fit first up, and if there is any stable confidence for that horse, I would probably have a little save on just around that $10 marker. Haven't been able to find a jump out for the horse heading into the campaign, Nadia, but keen on Vostok and Laughing Air in race 5.
Okay, we look at race number 6. This is over 14.19. We've got number 2, Venator, at 290. 330 for Sensei. Then you're down to 550, No Nonsense Ned. Lady Annabelle at 8 and Zamperini at $6.50.
Yeah, look, this is a race probably lacking much speed. No Nonsense led them up last start, but it was in very slow early sectionals, and I don't think that's going to play into the hands of the early race favourite in Sensei, who will probably get back. Look, I did mark Sensei favourite, but I couldn't get it anywhere near that price. I think the horse who's over the odds is the one down the bottom, Zamperini. She's on the quick backup from a run at Yarra Valley last start over 1,200 metres, where she was very good. I think the step to 1,400 is absolutely perfect, and from gate 5, she's either going to sit outside the leader or in the 1-by-1 position. So at that $6.50, I could certainly entertain something 1-by-3 on Zamperini, and I think she's the horse to beat.
All right, so Zamperini at the price. The Rising Stars race is race number 7. Having a look at the market, we've got number 2, Moscow Red, at 330 favourite. Penthouse Poets at 460, Zero Secrets 850, G1 Express at 550, Queen Gorgo is at 950, Overstay at 8, Tia Flight is at $5.
Another race I think the favourite is certainly short enough in Moscow Red. She did win last start and she beat Tio Flight, who goes around in this same race, but Tio Flight missed the start by 5 lengths there at Geelong. Did a great job to get as close as she did, and in another 20 or 30 metres, she would have actually won the race. So I certainly think Tia Flight was the best of those two runs at Geelong. She's probably going to get back again. She has missed the kick at her last two runs, but there is reasonable speed up front and give her a chance to run over the top. So I had Tio Flight and Moscow Red rated equal favourites, and as a result, I think Tio Flight's certainly the value. I think Queen Congo is in the mix and over the odds. Has had 2 runs this campaign for Mark Webb, and was a bit unlucky behind Mr. Optimistic last start. Was held up at a crucial stage, and she's going to get a lovely run in transit from gate 5. So they were the two I could have something on, Tio Flight and Queen Congo. I think Overstay is an interesting runner, getting straight from the 1400 to the 1736. She'll take up the running. If she can stay the trip, she's going to be hard to run down. So keen to have something on Queen Gorgo and Tia Flight, and certainly include Overstay and Moscow Red in the quaddies.
We then go to race 8 over 11.13. We've got a deep race here with quite a lot of chances and a very open market at the moment with the tab. Number 1, Missiano is at $8. Then you're down to the 2, Ripple Brook at 5. $6 for Cask. $5.50 Bed Talk. $8 for Canalasso. $9.50 Doc's Hero. $8.50 for Hope You Don't Mind. Coral Roses at $7.50. Queen Annabelle, an $8 chance. And Steel of Madrid at $6.50.
Yeah, there's very good speed here. At the moment, there's only been 3 scratchings, and Steel of Madrid is still not in the race. If he runs, I think he wins. I think that $5.50 is big overs about him. I think probably only the inside draw could get him beaten. His 2 wins have been excellent in very fast time, the last 2, and steps from 1,000 metres up to 1,100, he'll park leaders back, and look, he's just flying for Tony Noonan. So he's my top pick, but as I say, he hasn't got a run at this stage. I think Our Audrey's certainly over the odds at double figures. This horse is being trained by Adam McCabe, of course. I'm not sure if he still rides or not, but if he doesn't ride anymore, he's only recently retired. But a 5-year-old mare, he's picked her up since her debut win at Cranbourne, which was a very good win, and she has trialled well. She'll get back to midfield, but as I mentioned, there is good speed in the race. So she's the one over the odds of those currently in the field. Can have something 1-by-3 on her at around that $12 mark. But if Steel of Madrid gets a run, I rate him about a $3.55, and I think he's big overs at the current price, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a big tick for him. So who do you think are the standout bets at the moment?
Look, we don't have a price up for Vitani, but I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat in race 3, and I think anything over $2.50 is certainly good value. I think we can back Laughing Air and Vostok in race 5 at the current prices. I think there's good value on offer there. And then maybe in the last race. Well, at this stage, I think we can certainly have something each way on our Audrey, because I'd be surprised if she doesn't start a little bit shorter. And if Steel of Madrid gets into the race, I'd have something on him as well, Nadia.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Matt. And we'll do it all again next week.
Thanks very much. Have a